Welcome to Content Breaker, where we figure out a new name for the show that we figured out at the beginning of coming up with this thing. He's Kai, I'm Kels, and we're joined by Strangely Entertaining and Zogboy.
What is up, guys? It is another Saturday for us. You don't need to know when we're doing this. And we're recording another weekly episode of Content Breaker for you guys. And this week we have animes that made you feel some type of way.
Yeah, the endings made you feel some type of way. Whether that was good in sort of like it affirmed and it completed the story, or it's bad and we deal with scientific Nazis to end almost the greatest animation of the early late 2000s in Full Metal Alchemist. So let's get into it.
Let's go. So how about you start us off, Zog? Since this was, you know, the one that you came up with, I am very interested into what you have to say.
Well, there aren't a whole lot of shows that will make me feel anything throughout the show, so for a ending to actually be impactful for me, it actually has to hit hard. And an obvious one that I'm going to start us off with is Berserk.
Yeah.
Because you don't come out of that ending okay. No one does.
I mean, yeah. And the people who sympathize with Griffith, I don't know if I can be associated with those people.
Like, they
I've heard some people say. I've heard some people say, Taki, we all know him as Earth, say, I would have done what Griffith did. So, I don't know.
That's because that man's actually insane. which, he's a mad genius, but, yeah.
And I absolutely believe he would do it.
Me too.
Which is the best worst part.
Another one that I really, really enjoy and actually hit me hard, but I still feel was super fitting for its show.
I feel like I know what you're going to say.
Then what is it?
Is it Anohana?
No, but that is another one.
Oh.
That one hit me hard. That one actually got me to cry.
Good.
Well, all right.
Which
then.
One were you talking about?
I was going to say Code Geass, but...
Yeah, you know what? That... I would agree. The build-up throughout the show leads you to think one thing. And then the swerve at the end when... You know, Lelouch even fools the viewer in thinking he's selfish and trying to make a new world for his sister and get revenge.
Oh yeah,
and he's gonna be
throughout the whole show. You keep like changing his motivation. You're never quite sure why he's doing any certain thing until the very end of it.
And you think that he's gonna be the one at the top. He's going to make the world better. And he does, but not by being the one in control at the end.
Oh, yeah.
He's the villain that everyone needed.
Oh, yeah. He also understood it's a lot easier to hate a person than a thing.
Yes.
He was a Batman that we all needed.
That's not inaccurate.
I just want to know, like, as someone who hasn't fully finished it, I just hope my girl Kellen is going to be okay. But, you know, I'll finish it and find out.
I love hearing you pronounce these names wrong.
So you get on to me about not finishing anime.
Colin, is that what I said?
you said
Helen or something.
I said Kellen.
So. I don't even know what he said, honestly. I don't know what name that was.
Listen, man, I'm trying. Just know I won't be able to pronounce my kid's name either.
I hope that girl with the glasses isn't an actual bomber. Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
So how far have you made it into the series?
Episode 10 of the first one.
Good luck.
Okay. Okay.
Because I know there's two. Someone told me to watch zero first.
It's like a two-season type deal. Think Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, but not 400 episodes apiece.
Bet. Yeah. Okay. So, those were good. How about you, Strange? I still gotta, like, figure out how I'm gonna say words.
One ending I really liked, and I'm probably bringing this up a little early, but Gurren Lagann I quite enjoyed. It just, I don't know, like, it was a Gainax ending, and a lot of people probably aren't happy with it, but I quite enjoyed it. I can see where the faults would be in that, and if you hear my cat in the background, that's, I don't know why she's doing this now. but just, like, the climax, and then, like, just the actual ending, it was a little sad, but a little,
See,
it was a little flat at, like, the very... I feel like it was a little flat, but, like, I was like, nah, that was okay.
See, like, the very ending is weird for me, because normally I hate sad endings, but, like, Gurren Lagann's ending felt appropriate. Like, I really, really wanted Homegirl to, like, make it, but the fact that she didn't felt kind of right, but it was also really sad that she disappeared in her wedding dress and left Homie just there at their wedding. I'm like, did we really have to do all that? Like, you know, we could have just killed her off before that. Like, or they could have at least popped out a child first and she could have died, but no.
No. Oh, you want a clan ad.
Listen. Goodness. Clan ad hurt too much for... That person is not okay. I pray for that person every day. The author of Clan ad. Because you didn't do it once, my guy. You did it twice. And the worst part is, he's like, this is something I feel or relate to. I'm like, are you okay? Has anyone checked on him? I would not leave this person alone. That's all I'm saying. Watch Clannad after story. So, one for me, I'm just going to get to myself, and I'm going to make, you know, Kales go last. One for me.
Oh, God.
That was, I mean, we still got time, so. But, one for me was Akame Gakil. Like, that ending was very polarizing for me, because we knew who the main character was, because it was called Akame Gakil or Akame Lakil, like one of the two. We knew the main character was Akame because her name was in there, but we spent the whole season focusing on a different character, and we loved him as our main character. And then, spoilers alert. Yeah, he was the true main. Like, Tatsumi was a ride-or-die great character. And I will say this about Akame ga Kill. Opposed to Attack on Titan, like, all my favorite characters died in Akame ga Kill. Every single one. Every single one of my favorite characters died. And the ending, you finally like, okay, finally, someone's not going to die. And then they died. And I was like, they waited to the last possible minute. And then I was like, at least I have my backup, second favorite character. She's going to be all right. She's going to make it. She dies in the street and falls over alone. I'm like, what?
cold world.
And literally the two characters I liked least are the only ones left alive.
The ending is literally screw your happiness.
Yeah. And I'm just like, Chelsea died for this? For this? So,
I mean, they left the world better than they found it.
For who? For people who don't deserve it. But yeah,
I mean, so you're not wrong.
Yeah, but that was one ending that I really enjoyed the show. But the ending, it just made me feel some type of way, because I'm like, I feel no satisfaction in this ending. Like, I understand that it was conceptual and that freedom doesn't come without a price and the good guys have to sacrifice. I understand the whole message and mumbo jumbo, but I was still not happy. I was still salty. I'm still salty.
I like the ending to the manga better.
The manga ending was weird.
It's not,
like,
it's not it was, too far removed, but I still like it better.
She married a dragon.
Yeah. I stand by what I said.
Like, it's... It's very, to me, it's just like, I don't know. Endings are something that are very, it's hard. It seems like it's hard for manga and anime to have a good ending. It feels like good endings are really rare in the field of manga and anime.
And I wonder why. I wonder why that, now define good ending. Like, good as in satisfying to the story or as like a happy ending?
Satisfying the stories. I could care less about happiness, but sometimes it's really hard to find a satisfying ending. Like, I know the recent hype of Demon Slayer, which I have not finished because I haven't read it, but apparently the ending was very unsatisfactory. And I know Domestic Girlfriend was another one that I spent all this time reading, 3 years, and talk about a dumpster fire. This was
so
a
you
dump-
just mean stories in general?
Not every story. Like, I mean, I hate to say it, but like Kim Possible, I feel like cartoons have better endings than anime, but I can make it. We could have a whole nother episode about that.
I mean, that's if they actually
it's
finish
a lot
the
easier
run.
To come up with a decent ending for an episodic show than it is one that has a very concise through line throughout.
Now this is an excellent This is an excellent segue into my pick for like most disappointing ending that changes your mind about the whole series is the original Full Metal Alchemist. So now why did the ending not come out? Because halfway through production, the anime caught up with where the manga was. So at a certain point, they had to make more television, but there wasn't any written story left. So they had to start making it up on the fly, you know, with a little bit of outline and expectations of where the mangaka was going to go.
Now, with that being said, I have some respect for Studio Bones taking the story in their own direction instead of doing the whole Naruto thing of, here's a filler arc, here's a filler arc, here's a filler arc.
Yeah.
What's the story?
Yeah. What's the story? We don't know at this point.
I certainly commend the studio for at least putting something on that made sense to the show so far.
Yeah.
And not really padding it out in any really unnecessarily way. The big swerve was the movie that closed everything off. Because at the end of the show, we were left with this cliffhanger. All right, so Edward falls into this portal to sacrifice himself to bring back Alphonse from the void. But what's on the other side of the portal? And that's what we find out the movie is, oh my god, he goes to the real world where science exists and alchemy is bullshit.
Basically.
But the Nazis are trying to find a way to get to, like, the alchemy world, and...
Oh,
my God.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, it's
a family film, you know? It's a feel-good family film of the year.
A family picture.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just excited that it was able to be reanimated in such, like, blockbuster... critical acclaim once the manga was finished, that while the OG series exists, it's not so much a stain on the franchise as it could have been.
And I also feel like in that note, we have to thank the Fullmetal Alchemist regular for that, because I feel like that was a good guide of telling the author of what not to do. Like, don't, you know, I feel like there were some things in there that were pretty, like, there were some twists and turns that he could have thought about making and seen how it could have come out, but it didn't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm really happy that didn't happen. So, yeah, and, oh god, probably the most legendary ending that I hate, personally. And I don't know if you can call this an ending because it's a huge derailment. But Tokyo Ghoul, like...
Gosh, I have not caught up to that one.
I haven't even watched it because I hear about how bad it goes.
That is like, you go and purchase a Ferrari, right? Like, you got the Ferrari and go on the road. And then you find a donut. And they're like, hey, I'll trade you this Ferrari for that donut. I can just sell you the donut. Nope, you get the Ferrari. Here you go. Like, I got my donut.
The insurance is crazy. I don't want it anymore.
Like, and that analogy, as horrible as it was, is an accurate depiction of how I felt how Tokyo Ghoul went. They had no reason to not... it made no sense. And then they tried to bring it back to where the manga was in season, like, 4. But they overlooked all the stuff that happened in between it. And then they just went to where the manga finished. So that ending was probably the worst ending I've ever experienced.
Man, I want to tell you I know what the ending is, but Tokyo Ghoul is such a blur in my mind that I think I know bits and pieces, but I don't know where it stops. Like, Lord. The whole thing about Kaneki becoming a... That was his name, right?
Yeah, Kaneki.
Yeah, him becoming, like, a ghoul eater, and that makes him, like, super cool, but also super edgy, and leave me alone, mom.
Yeah.
And then... Like, but now he's a good guy again. Oh, it just doesn't... I don't know where I'm at anymore, man.
Hey, I feel that.
What,
man,
is this place, and why am I here? I don't understand.
The like, the I ending of Evangelion makes more sense to me than where I am in Tokyo Ghoul.
Yes, and I can... Well,
that sells it. I'm never watching Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah, it's... just don't do it to yourself. Just live in Anthony. It's probably best.
I still don't understand Ava's ending with the movie either.
It's okay. Man,
so let me attempt this right now. It's not going to work, right, but I've got
to
try.
Boys and girls, strap in to your... put on your seatbelt.
Oh, it's about to learning go for time. A ride.
All right. So, one, let's take a look at Evangelion production-wise. So, it's 26 episodes long. At episode 24, they ran out of money, right?
I'm following
so,
you.
So, episode 25 and 26, they had to come up with a way to... cap off the show but still make it marginally make sense, which it doesn't, but it's sort of a mind trip, and
that is accurate. Mind trip is how I
would. The logic here is the whole goal of the secret society and the angels are to achieve human instrumentality, which is basically everyone becomes Tang and their consciousness becomes one whole. Everyone's in this consciousness. Which is
so
what
that's
we're
why
seeing.
Everybody turns into Orange Fanta.
Yes, which is what we're seeing in episode 25 and 26.
Dang, wrong.
Is Shinji's point of view, like, muddling through everyone's consciousness in one thought. Now, with the movie... we get to see what's going on in, like, the physical world as everyone becomes Tang, right?
Okay.
We get super hyped, but it doesn't make it make any more sense.
Yeah, because now I'm like, when does the crisis happen? When does his whole self-reflection thing happen? Now he's confused on timeline. many questions.
Yes, and that's... where I find the fun of Evangelion is the questions.
Oh yeah, I'm not mad at this. It's just hard to follow.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, people think Shinji's just a garbage main character. But I feel him. If my dad was an asshole all my life and then came for me when he needed me to drive a giant robot, but I'm like, why is the world coming to an end, and why am I the one that has to drive this giant robot that's also my mom?
Yeah,
I don't think I could.
Yeah.
I don't think I can blame him.
Yeah, it's a...
I can't say I would do the same as him, but I can't fault him for what he does.
I'm just mad he did my girl Asuka like that.
That's not her too. It's not okay, but that's not her too.
Like, speaking of Asuka, brings me into another character based off of Asuka, which has a arguably worse ending, and that is Darling in the Franxx.
Okay.
That ending was like pouring bleach in your eyes, and then expecting it not to burn. I don't know. Why? This is what happens when you have three studios working on a project And then two of the three studios are like, no, I won't do this anymore. It's not fun. And just leave. But they were supposed to do the ending.
Was that the real story?
Yes. So it was a collab between Cloverworks, A1, and Trigger. That's who was working on Darling in Franxx.
Suddenly, Trigger makes sense because Trigger was a spinoff of Gainax.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's all coming together.
You can tell from that animation Trigger drew that.
Yes. And this will take me to my other one. It's a paradigm that I'm working on here. But, so yeah.
He's working through the list.
A1 and Cloverworks was like, well, A1 was doing a bunch of stuff. And they were like, you know, like, they had done the beginning. And they're like, hey, we did our part. So, you know, we did our part of the group project. So we're going to pull out. And, you know, not make season 3 of Seven Deadly Sins because we got so much other stuff to do. Still salty. So A1 left to do that. Then it was Trigger and Cloverworks. And then Cloverworks was supposed to do the ending. So they had that part. And Cloverworks was like, well, we're going to go work on, like, some other stuff as well. Because I think they were also working on season... No, A1 was working on the new season of Fairy Tail at the time. I read a whole article about it. But anyway, so Trigger, who had done the middle part, like, and wasn't focused on the ending, did the ending. And there was no source material because it was all original. So they're like, this is what we feel like we were going at. And if you watch Darling in the Franxx, you can clear as day tell, like, even mid-episode, when the transition happened. Because they were going to go one way, and then they went.
What episode was that?
That was episode 17.
Oh.
Yeah, 17 or 18, I believe. But I think it was like midway through 18. 17 was the last benchmark that Cloverworks did. So it was a whole time, but basically, homegirl turned into a giant robot planet and committed suicide with her boyfriend after she turned him into a dinosaur.
Hold up.
Yes.
He said, hold up.
Like, I am not exaggerating a single thing.
And I still have fewer questions than Ava.
So
yeah, I'm like, you know, when you can sum it up in that many words,
I don't know what I can say to that.
I mean, there's more to it, but that's the watered down version. Also, like, you know, the girl turned, for somehow she went from like 16 to like 85, but she just didn't die. She still got older with everybody else, but she was just 85. And then it was a whole weird thing, and like, somehow it was weird. Like, I can't even. Anyway, I'm
glad I dropped that show after episode 2.
Anyway, that brings me to another Trigger ending that messed me up, which I'm sure none of you have watched, but SS Gridman.
Oh no, I started it, but I definitely didn't finish it.
I'm not gonna say about the ending, but wow, that was an ending that I did not expect. That I feel like everybody should watch SS Gridman, because the ending, like the end ending, was like some Inception level stuff. Like, it's like you weren't watching what you thought you were watching. You were watching something else the whole time.
Really?
Yes.
Great. Cool. Wow.
And like, if you watch it backwards as well, it's also a different story.
Wait, if you watch the anime backwards?
Yes, after you watch it the first way, you can watch it backwards and it'll be a different story.
Wait, you mean like backwards in episodes? Or
yeah,
like
start episode
Adobe
12, 11, 10, speed? Yeah.
It's like if you play Stairway to Heaven backwards, you're just summoning Satan. The anime, though.
Satan.
That's
the
what
anime.
I'm getting out of it.
But yeah, no, not Satan, but like, it's...
He said not Satan.
It's interesting. Like, it's definitely... There was a lot of love put in SS Gridman, you can tell, and I'm mad that it doesn't get the respect that it deserves. But hey, it is what it is.
We may have to do a whole episode on that. Or a whole two parts. One where we watch it forwards, and then one where we watch it backwards.
Yeah, I think that'd be
oh
fun.
My God.
And there was one more that I wanted to talk about, and that was Angel Beats, because no one had touched on that.
Yeah.
And we've all seen Angel Beats, correct?
Yeah, nope. I've seen it.
Okay, Strange, that's your problem. I'll tell you that. So,
everybody's dead. Spoiler.
I mean, we should have thrown that tag up at the beginning, but if you didn't get it from the title, I can't help you.
I said spoilers, like, you know, 10 minutes in. I did say spoilers. Okay, since Strange needs to watch this, that ending...
I mean, you go ahead and talk about it, because, you know, if it's been out for 17 years or whatever, that's the rule now, isn't it?
It's literally been out for 12 years.
Exactly. See? All right. So I don't have excuse anymore. Just okay. Go ahead.
So, when you find out the main character, like, just the whole thing about him sacrificing... I don't even know how to explain it. Him being an organ donor, which creates Angel. Like, because she has his heart from him dying. Like, his death...
Oh, yeah. So, this is... happens in like the 5 minutes where he's both dead and she's both dead in like the operating room.
Yeah.
My big question, how's he come back to life?
Okay.
That was never answered.
The entire show takes place in an afterlife kind of like a limbo thing. When they accept the like trauma of their actual lives, that's when they get to move on and they disappear. And they move on to, like, reincarnation. That was the whole thing of the show. The ending of it was the main characters getting that moment, except for Angel and what's-his-face, main dude who I can't remember his name.
I can't either.
But yeah, that's the whole thing that you're talking about is he was in a train crash. And they were all... Everyone who survived the crash was trapped in a tunnel. He was a medical student, so he knew what he needed to do to take care of people. But he knew he was going to die, so he quickly fills out his organ donor card as his last act. And it turns out Angel, the misunderstood guardian that they all come to befriend, has his heart.
Yes, and that's the shocker of the ending when she's like, he confesses his love for her, and she's like, I am you. You can't love me.
It's wild. It makes you feel things. That's the best part of it.
So, I definitely recommend watching these to see how these endings carried out because they are very fun and enjoyable. But yes. So, anybody else got any other crazy endings, or, you know, is that all she wrote?
No, Madoka Magica's ending was pretty crazy.
Man, I gotta finish Madoka Magica. I'm not ready.
It's fairly interesting. It's basically like the just... I really don't want to spoil it for you, because it is actually kind of cool.
It's one of those endings where the surprise affects a large amount.
Some people apparently didn't like it, but basically that's just reality is basically rewritten, and it's just really it's like a Gainax ending almost, but it's a feel good ending in the end. So,
well, good. Like,
but the finale was worth it.
We're gonna
don't be a magical girl. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, don't be a magical girl. It's not worth it.
If a talking dog comes up to you and says, contract, just run. Just run.
You want a contract?
I don't know if you can kill it. I don't want to spend enough time around it to find out.
How far did you make it along?
Let me see. How far? I think I made it to...
Brother?
Oh my god, I hate you. I think I made it to, I want to say like episode 8, maybe? I made it to where homegirl's like, I'm like almost done. I made it to where homegirl's like, I'm going to go ahead and do this so no one else has to.
Alright, so you're pretty far into it. You could probably finish it in an afternoon if you really wanted to.
Yeah, no, I think I'm like literally on episode 10.
Get motivated.
Yeah, I might finish that this weekend, actually.
I'm trying to think of a garbage ending I saw. I just can't think of anything because I try to avoid those specifically.
You see, I'm real good at repressing these things.
I mean, I so gave you a garbage ending of Darling in the Franks.
I haven't finished those.
That might be one of those we consider doing for another podcast, is shows we started that just sort of fell off.
Well, I got like 50 of those.
Well, and that we are kind of interested in, but, you know, for one reason or another, we stopped. Other than One Piece, because everybody knows why you stopped watching One Piece.
You're a quitter. Why? I love One Piece.
All I gotta say, I did want to say though, One Piece's ending better be something.
Man, I just hope it never ends.
Listen, the ending is on a sheet of paper, so if anything happens, like we will get an ending.
Oda has confirmed that. George R. R. Martin it.
No, they're like, hey, here's the ending, in case anything happens. So, but yeah, I think that might be all she wrote for this podcast, boys.
Yep. So this has been Content Breaker. I guess we're going with that name because I just don't care anymore. you can catch your typical Chauvinism protagonist at Your TSP on Twitter. That's URTSP, where we share memes and posts and do dumb stuff.
Yes. Yeah, posting stuff.
Post crazy. Post hates. But yeah, we will catch you guys on the next one.